You are listening to engaging and exciting conversation on the Radiant Culture Podcast.
Get ready.
Now.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Radiant Culture Podcast. My name is T-Mac.
And I'm Cookie Monster.
And we are joined in studio today by none other than Tembalami.
The one and only.
And the Crocos.
A cool intro. Yeah.
So you just do the things. You need to add some lens clipping, some beep, 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 beep.
The Lamy Man.
The Lamy Man.
Really? Is that the new
my podcast name? Like,
the Lamy Man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can work with the Lamy Man. Right. Bit of a mouthful. But
I remember Uncle with the Lamy Man.
Oh, my goodness.
How are you?
Really good. Super excited to be here. You guys have some amazing stuff. You know, I listen to the podcast on Apple Podcasts.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Shout cool, out. Like,
the best place to listen to podcasts.
So is it. Yeah. Shout out to everyone who listens on CastBox, guys. Anyway.
What is that?
Anyway, so we're continuing from last week. We had Tim from Zim with us, and we were discussing the evils of social media.
So if you haven't listened to that podcast,
I suggest that you go back and listen to that episode before continuing with this one. And yeah, so actually the main issue we're talking about is actually validation and why we as humans, more so as Christians, seem to seek this validation from social media. You post something and you want to see how many likes it gets. You want to see how many views your video gets. And when it comes to being a Christian, and more so when you're one who's ministering to the public, obviously you want people to view what you're doing, whether you're singing, whether you're praying, whether it's a sermon. You don't want it to have zero views because, you know, we're supposed to be sending the word out to the nations. So that's why we thought Tembo was an excellent guest for this because, I mean, it's his job.
In fact, half of his job. For those who may not know who Temba is, maybe I'll let him introduce himself, but I'm going to say
a little something. Remember to sprinkle the words award-winning.
Yes. So Tembalami is an award-winning artist, Christian artist, based in Zimbabwe, but with international acclaim. And he is a phenomenal guy, good friend of mine. We lead worship together. We're on the same team. Yeah, he's giving props to myself there. Temba has done some amazing things in the gospel on the gospel music scene locally. He's toured all over the world. And how many albums now?
Five.
Five albums.
One.
And he's got a new single. But he's done a lot of work. Just where gospel music is concerned. During the lockdown, he started these
worship sessions,
mm-hmm. worship nights, Wednesday worship nights, right? And just, you know, stuff
worship
like that.
Wednesdays.
Worship Wednesdays. There we go.
Yeah.
Phenomenal stuff, you know? So he's a really cool guy. Like, mm-hmm. And then he has this massive social media following. And I was joking, saying, I bet if Tembalami post a full stop or like a comma on one of his social media pages, there'll be likes and comments, you know, because he's got lots of raving fans.
You know what? I need to try that actually and see what happens.
I'm not going to be held responsible. Lots of raving fans. So we're going to be talking about that because this guy uses social media a lot. And of course, you know, Temba is a Christian and a man of God, a bit of a goofy guy. Mm-hmm. And
I love the way he's agreeing, like,
yes,
that is correct.
Yeah, so Temba, mm-hmm. I think the Lamy Man,
we're on a podcast.
You've christened yourself. Mm-hmm. What I want to know is, from your experience, you use social media a lot, you're very active,
Yeah.
The first question is, why do you have so much presence on social media?
I think you know, it was Spider-Man. It's not in the Bible. With great power comes great responsibility.
Good one.
So one of the things that I've seen is there are a lot of people with influence. We've got famous people and infamous people.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people that are famous for no apparent reason. But the other thing is, if people that have clout...
Like Paris Hilton? Is that even still a thing? Like, okay, I know that's old. I know, yeah.
She's now a businesswoman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, there are people that are popular, that have no product, that are not offering anything to society except banter and just saying crazy things on social media, and they become popular about that. So the only problem that we have is if the people that have good content and something to say and contributing to society are not active on those social platforms, we will have those voices being the ones that become the voices that speak to our children and the people and everybody who is there, and they become our social leaders.
Right.
So for me, when I look at social media, I see it as a platform. I look at a CD as a platform or a canvas where I can paint.
Right.
So I can paint whatever. I can paint something bad or something good. Yeah. So I choose to say, this is my canvas where I go and scribble my good things here. Mm-hmm. And they can inspire and encourage and make people smile and make people laugh, because I'm a funny guy. So most of the time I send some jokes, or I quote a scripture, or I share a song,
or a message. Nonsense.
Yeah. Just stuff like that, just to keep people encouraged, happy, smiling, so that we get to share some more. So that's what I do.
I like that.
And so, okay, let me ask you, when you do post something, I don't know if you're actually the one behind all of your accounts, like physically posting every post, but how do you feel when, say, you post something and it just falls flat? Like, say, just no one, okay, it's unlikely, but very few people respond to it. Does it do anything to you, or are you just like, oh, anyway, it's fine?
Yeah, I think I'm one of those people that I'm not really emotionally attached to social media.
Okay.
Because I know it's social media, and half the people that are there, I don't know them.
Yeah.
But the people that follow my music, if I post something and they don't like it, I just see it as feedback to say, I think people are not connecting with this message for a reason.
Mm.
So some of it might be too hard. Sometimes we just post something that hits people too much that they don't want to think about it.
They stand into silence.
Yeah. And then they're like, eh, this one is too heavy. And then they leave it. Then sometimes you just post something that just doesn't connect with your audience and the people that follow you. It's like some of the podcasts that we do here.
Yeah.
Some of them get a lot of people responding to it.
Yeah.
Some of it, people don't even respond. Yeah. So it's just like that.
That
with the
one
posts.
Episode, bruh. The one about Israel. The Israeli-Palestine conflict. Yo, people weren't feeling that.
That was pretty cool.
If
though.
We just do I one on it. Relationships.
I loved it, though.
Thousands.
It was a bit intellectual. I
really liked it.
I loved it. I was like, this is deep. Like, I was listening to it. I was like, wow. This actually got me to think about. Yeah. It explains everything. Breaks it down.
Yeah. So I guess it just depends what people are on the socials looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to kind of tailor your message so that you give those specific people who are on the socials what would best attract them, if that makes sense.
Exactly.
Because this is different from your physical in-person ministry. It's not the same. Or would you say the audiences are the same?
Almost. I think there's always a cross-pollination of audiences, but there are people that actually say, I'm a top fan.
Mm.
Yeah.
If Timbaland is doing an event, I'm buying tickets, and I'm buying my friends tickets, and I'm sharing what he's doing, and they're involved. And those people, if you dare go and say Timbaland doesn't know how to sing, they will shred you to pieces.
Yeah.
They'll take you to town. They'll even look for your grandmother.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're like that.
Because they're there.
Yeah. So I see that there's part of that. Then people follow you for different reasons on social media.
Yeah.
There are those that love you. There are those that don't like you.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are those that are indifferent. And then there are those that are looking for a scandal. Today, Timbaland is not wearing his ring on a picture. So
I'm not looking at your hands like, but where's the ring?
Yeah. So
that actually happens.
Yes. There are people that actually follow that, and they ask questions. They come to your DM like, is everything okay? Mm. Are you guys still together? And
that looking for a gap
and see if they can.
So what do you do? You just ignore.
Oh, they're looking for a gap. Oh, my word.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you meant journalists. I didn't think you meant
journalists.
Those kind
so opportunists.
Of
yes. There are people like that.
Oh, snap. Yeah. I mean, I've never had to deal with that personally.
No, but they are there. That's what social media is.
Yeah.
So it's what I look at it is like, it's like a pencil. You draw what you want with it. You write what you want with it.
Mm.
It's neither evil or good. It's a tool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you ever... So, okay, back to my comment before. Are you the one who runs your pages?
Yes.
Personally?
Yeah, yeah.
So do you ever feel like overwhelmed by like people needing you to say something or needing you to be present? Like if you're quiet for too long, it's like you lose followers or whatever. Like, do you feel the pressure to constantly be posting?
That's a good question.
I would say yes and no. Because social media to me is a business platform. So it contributes to what I do every day.
Yeah.
So there's a bit of pressure, yes, because I that's what I use to connect with the people that are not just my audience, but also part of my work,
right.
if you get what I mean.
Yeah.
So I've seen that there are platforms where I do well. I'm not good at TikTok. I'm not good at Instagram. I do Facebook well. So one of the things that I've done is...
Are you on Twitter?
Yes.
Are you active?
A little bit. Sometimes the only problem is it's very polarized.
Twitter's the pits, man.
Yeah, really? Yeah, yeah. Every time I go on Twitter, I get a lot of, because I'm a very vocal person when it comes to what I believe in.
Yes, yes.
And the Twitter is one of those places where people talk about strong social issues and political issues, and even if they go into biblical issues, everybody's got a strong point.
Yeah.
So I'm one of those vocal people. I'm like, no, no, this is not it. And I've seen that Zim as a place, we don't debate well. Yeah, yeah.
Like not respectfully.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We have no idea how to do, how to debate and actually bring points across. So I think every social platform has what it comes with. I'm not very strong on Instagram because I've seen that the people that are big on Instagram, it's very superficial. You have to pretend like you've got a Lamborghini or something for people to actually like you.
Yeah.
If girls, you have to show a bit of skin.
Yeah.
Or a lot of skin.
Yeah.
Put some skin in the game.
Yes. So,
wow,
yeah.
I don't think that's what that expression means. Yeah.
Yeah, but I've seen that's what Instagram is.
Yeah.
But Facebook is more laid back, old school. There's not too many people trying to show off. People just share jokes, stories, things like that. Even businesses do well on Facebook. So that's how I've
Isn't
seen
it. Isn't it crazy how of all the social media platforms, at least presently, Facebook actually seems to be the one that is more modest. I'm saying that with in inverted commas. That Facebook, at least people are still civil somewhat, right? And even when it comes to things like morals and stuff like that, there's still I don't know, man. I just feel like as if my mom can get onto Facebook, right? And actually have a Facebook page, and I know a couple of my friends' parents who actually have Facebook accounts. It would be very difficult for somebody who's of a certain generation to have an Instagram. You know, even Twitter, like there's just, it's just very toxic, which leads to my next question. Were you done?
Yeah.
Okay. So you use Facebook, social media for business, you use it, and of course you're a celebrity, so of course you're engaging with your audience and all of that. T-Mac spoke about validation, right? Because that's really what we've been talking about, that you begin to look for validation from that. So as somebody who is very active, who's very popular on social media, how do you deal with that becoming an actual source of validation for you?
It's a big challenge. I think it now has to go back to you as a person. For me, I think my background helps. Because I got a lot of training before I went onto those platforms.
Right.
So I'm a bit aware of myself. So I don't really need someone to come and tell me that, Temba, you're great, because that I already know. The problem now comes... Yeah, like you know, I'm sitting here with T-Mac and Cookie Monster, like...
And I'm joking.
You made it.
You know? So I think it becomes difficult for especially the young celebrities and the young artists.
Right.
Because most of them, they are made on social media.
Yeah.
I see your point.
I became an artist way before social media, and I've experienced life outside of social media.
Yeah. Okay,
so
you've had to sell CDs.
Yes.
Physical CDs.
What? Bruh, DVDs.
I remember those days.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So, when I started doing music, there were cassettes even. So that's how long back there is. So,
bruh. You're like a Pharrell. You don't age. Oh, but like right now, you're really giving away your age.
You know. No, maybe like I started 5 years old.
Okay.
Me and Beyonce.
You started when you was really young.
Yeah, okay. Me and Beyonce, we started a long time ago in Alicia Keys.
Sure, sure.
So, so I'm saying it's difficult for most young artists because a lot of them come to me and say, I want a collaboration with you or I want a collaboration with this artist. Can you connect me with this artist? I'm like, why? Is because they are looking for validation and attention. So they want a get famous quick scheme.
Mm-hmm.
They want to just release something and it goes viral.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah. So the biggest issue now is how do you sustain that? Mm-hmm. And that's when you see now artists, if they're ladies, they have to keep showing a lot of skin and stuff, doing videos where you can't even show your parents that this is the kind of music that I do.
Yeah.
You release a music video, you are about to call your mom and say, please, mom, stay away from YouTube this whole month because I just released something.
Yeah.
Because they want to trend so much.
Yeah.
They look at their success with how many views they got and how many likes they got on a picture.
Mm.
And that is very dangerous because the way we consume social media has changed because everyone is now on social media and everyone is posting something and not everyone can get that attention.
Mm-hmm.
So now people are going to extremes just to trend, which is such a sad, sad thing. And it's also working against us in terms of art because we are not getting the most talented people doing the best. We are getting the most trending artists doing the best.
Yeah.
That's why we now have the biggest artists being those artists that you don't know 5 songs from them.
Mm.
But they're the biggest artists.
Or even
artists.
The actual song that you know, you don't really know. What are they even saying in the song? Like, what is this actually?
That's actually that's a very good point.
Gun to your head. Give me 5 songs from this guy. You're like, I know that song that goes, yeah. And then you're like, what's the next one? Like, the other one, he goes, go. And you're like, there are no lyrics. There's nothing. We used to do auto books. We are the auto book generation.
Yeah. Right.
We had a counter book full of lyrics.
Yeah.
Because we actually could tell what someone is saying.
Yeah.
Now it's all about hype and trends and stuff.
Mm.
You go to a show and no one knows the songs and people get stuck.
Ooh. You know, just on that point, and of course, I don't want to make this about artists because, you know, you are an artist and stuff. So you're going to use that as...
I like football too.
Yeah, we know you do. Which team do you support, by the way?
Ghana's, bro. Ghana's.
Okay. You're getting gunned. So...
Oh, wow.
Don't you dare laugh at my football team.
I'm actually also a Ghana, but...
Yeah. Anyway, so we're gonna.
I will walk out of here right now.
No, you do love your team, Shane.
Yes.
I'm a Man U guy, so I'm also.
Oh no.
I'm also dying.
David Westbrook.
I'm more of a passive Man U fan, though.
Okay.
Anyway, that's a story for another day. So, here's the thing. You spoke about artists. I can understand when it's an artist or somebody who's not a Christian who's driven by that. But my concern, and I actually want you to speak into this, my concern is when that now becomes a prevalent thing among Christian artists or people who are supposed to be representing something that is much bigger than themselves, right? They're representing Christianity, for starters. They are supposedly representing God or serving God through their music. What has been your observation where that's concerned, right? That how are Christian artists managing this? And then I'm asking it from a sort of generic viewpoint, but then how have you also as a Christian artist dealt with it? Because you spoke about your social media platforms being like a canvas where you're spreading messages, right? Is that the same mindset that other Christian artists have? You know, what are some of the things that you've observed?
I think one of the things that we will need to look out for is a lot of compromise, because social media demands attention. Like, you really need to keep posting stuff that people like. Mm-hmm. So if you're not careful, your social media might end up being something that is empty, that you don't share anything of value, or you might actually end up losing your values as a person. Because I've seen some of the Christian music videos that are coming out now. There's semi-nudity in it, and there's a lot of stuff that's going on now, because people want to trend, people want to be seen, and they're thinking, maybe if I do it with this angle, then I get more attention. So I think there's a lot of compromise now in terms of what we are doing. But at the same time, there's also an opportunity there where we can actually be able to boldly speak our minds and say what we want to say without gatekeepers. Because the other thing that we have is places like radio and TV, there are gatekeepers there. Christian music only gets paid on Sunday, and maybe a 2 or 3 hour period of that Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other time is golden oldies and this and this. Yeah. So there's an opportunity there, but also we also need to trade carefully in terms of our values and what we represent, because we can also dilute what we stand for, and then we end up not standing for anything.
Yeah. In terms of do you post much about your personal life, or like you said, for you it's more business on social media?
I do. I post fairly about my personal life. Not every day, like I had a fight with my wife and I go there and then I start shout. There are people that do that.
One person comes to mind.
Yeah. So there are people that do that, but I'm not personal like that. Maybe it will be like my wife's birthday.
Yeah.
Or maybe we just want to share something, but we don't share that much. My kids are not on social media that much, except maybe on a birthday or something. But I try to shield my family from social media, because I, as much as I share stuff, because also I also don't want people to think that I'm superhuman.
Right.
Because that can be something that can be a barrier. You can be so high up there, like the Pharisees and scribes, and then the people you're trying to minister can be so far out there that there's no connection. So one of the things that I do is I share stuff that I do every day. Like, I'm a funny guy, I like sharing jokes. So I share jokes on my platform. I love soccer so much, I'm passionate about it, I share posts about soccer. So there are people that I've started connecting with that I can now minister to. But our first connection and our first point of contact was the Man U fan, and I'm an Arsenal fan, and we make fun of each other. And that's how I get to connect with them. And then they call me and say, you know what, Timbalami, I'm doing this, can you come over? Or, we are watching the game today. So I find ways of opening spaces where I can have a dialogue with people. There are some funny questions that I just ask on social media. Like, at one point I said, how can I tell my friend that they are not good at TikTok? And everyone came and everyone was on there. But then I get now to speak to them, you know, look, people, this is what you can do. This is, how much time are you spending on TikTok? We can now start discussing such topics without going on there and say, you're spending too much time on TikTok and you are not reading your Bible. You're going to hell. The moment you do that, you lose everybody. Yeah.
I like
that. The risk of wanting to constantly say good things, right things, politically correct things, basically, right? That risk I think it's a risk that we all face. But I think more so for someone who's in your position, because you're a famous guy, everyone knows you. So, and I think this applies to someone who's in your position as a public figure. And I think just a normal Christian like myself, who doesn't have like 100,000 followers. How do you strike that balance between wanting people to be encouraged and actually sharing positive things, but also sharing stuff that is challenging, right? Where you challenge certain things, maybe ways of thinking, ways of behavior, maybe even sharing scriptures that may not necessarily be your popular "I can do all things through Christ" type scriptures, but maybe things that are more sort
do
of
not whatever. Do not
do not what
contact your neighbor's wife.
No. Well, yes, that. I mean, do not consult mediums and chichi. I see you people putting funny things in your music, like
I'm just saying. So, like, how does one strike that balance? And remember, I'm asking this question to you both as a public figure, but also just as a regular Christian, because I think this applies to both. Regular Christian sounds funny, but a non-public figure Christian.
I've seen that. The more I'm on social media, the more I understand that social media has a language where if you want to get people to participate and if you want to teach something, you don't go full on like a Sermon on the Mount, but there's a way of doing it. Like one of the things you want to say, do not forsake the gathering of the saints. But I can't come and say, why did you stop going to church? Go back to church. You are evil. You are going to hell, kind of thing. There are people that do that. But you hardly get people respond. But you can come and ask a question.
Right.
Say, I know you left church, but why did you leave church? And then because people are hurt and people are broken and they want to express why they left church, they come and pour out their heart. You know, I was at church and then I got offended because they took my money. Deacon Kuda borrowed money from me and he ran away with it and I left church.
He took my check.
And then, married
then
pastor so and so took my check.
Then your whole comment section is full of complaints.
Exactly.
And
so
what?
One of the good thing about being Tembalami now is I have a mixed bag of followers. I have a bunch of pastors. Like, I know Bishop Fukani is there.
Yeah.
I know I've got a bunch of pastors that follow me. So most of these times when I post something, I know they're going to come into the conversation.
Okay.
And then they start correcting. Now they're like, no, this is how you can handle it. I'm sorry you went through this, but can I call you? Can I do this? So I've got an evangelism team that I did not even recruit. Even when I post something that's not theologically correct, they are the ones to come and say, Temba, I don't think you tackled this right. And I've had to pull down some posts that I post.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, there are times that as a human being, you say wrong stuff. Because I post 5-6 posts a day on social media. So there's a risk of one of those going offside. And when it does, and I've offended someone, I go there and I apologize and I take it down. That's just what I do.
I like that.
It really takes a lot of humility, though.
I like that, Temba. Lami guy.
The Lami man.
The Lami man. The Lami man. T-Mac, you want to say something before I ask my next question?
Go for it, no.
Okay, thank you.
You're so polite today.
I am, I know. I'm a changed man. It was my birthday on Monday. I'm a new man.
Please, don't send him gifts.
Hey, guys, listen, it was my birthday on Monday.
Eco cash number.
Please send me gifts. Like, seriously.
The
producer, you know what he got me? He got me gifts. Like, really nice gifts. I would say, he got me a book. Keith, you're such a lovely guy. He got me a book, this really lovely book, and something else, which I'm just really so excited about. I can't say it here. But, yeah. Anyway, moving on. Gifts, guys. Thanks. So, you mentioned something that I think is so crucial, which is that you are a human being and you want people to see that you're a human being. And I think this is part of the challenge with a lot of our social media these days, right? That people want to portray this image of the perfect life. I've got all my things together, the perfect family or whatever.
Yeah.
And often, I said this in our last episode that, you know, that the people who you get so used to seeing them with all these, their pictures are all done up, perfectly curated to look a certain way and filters, all of that. But I'm just saying, like, sometimes it's just like, okay, but we just want to see the real you. There's too much of a difference between the person you portray yourself. But you get my point.
Yeah,
so,
we get you.
With you, with social media, with people, why, how do you manage that? Because I think it's something that I'd love people to hear from you, because you're actually, you're out there, to say, you don't need to create this fake persona. you can still be yourself.
What if yourself is boring?
Then be an exciting kind of boring. I don't know, man. Like, just
that's the whole reason why we end up, you know, adding spice.
No, but I'm just saying, add spice. I'm not saying all of us add spice here and there, but I'm saying there's some spice to you now. You just poured the whole bottle of spice. Really, we can't even discern what the meal is anymore. It's all spice. It's all spice. So I'm just saying, what advice can you give somebody to say, add spice, have a great whatever page, profile on social media, but also just be a human being.
I would actually want to give advice to the people posting and the people watching. Social media is social media. That's one thing that I've learned. Not everything that Kuda posts is coming from his mind. Some of it might be just a quote that he saw by John Maxwell that says leadership is like this, and then he just takes it as like, bah.
Mm-hmm.
And then because I'm following Kuda, I might end up thinking, I think he is the master of leadership.
Right.
Kuda, come and tell us about leadership, and then Kuda is blank. Anti-climax, like you're saying. So it happens with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And the sad part is, if you push social media too much, your brand might end up being bigger than who you really are.
Yes.
And that's a dangerous place to be, because people will come to you with expectations.
Yeah.
Like, if you're always posting in your friend's BMW, but you are in a Mitsubishi. I'm expecting to meet someone who's coming in a BMW.
Yeah.
So when you show up in your Mitsubishi, because, you know, I grew up in Chitown, and I used to walk a lot. You know, when you walk a lot, like, your feet can, your shoes will tell that this has been in a Mtuno, in a Mago kind of place. Like, your shoes are red, and you can see that this person is struggling. It then defeats the whole purpose, because Instagram might get you to a certain place.
Yeah.
But when you get there, people still need to meet you and see you. So you might end up getting a seat next to the president, but you're not prepared for it because you have been faking it the whole time.
Yeah.
So my advice is, try by all means to be as real as you can be, because it helps that every connection, because people take lightly the connections that we make on social media.
Yeah.
But I've met some pretty remarkable people on social media that have impacted my life in a very positive way. Yeah. I have gone on tours to the USA, to Canada, everywhere, through people that I've met on social media.
Yeah.
And it has become very easy for me, because I never put a facade or
like, what you see is what you get.
Yeah, exactly. So they can accept me in their homes, and they can keep inviting me.
Yeah.
Because I've had people invite me over and over again. Because the person that you see, the Arsenal loving, always joking, crazy, worshipping Tembalami, is the same person that you meet in person and also and online.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's good, Temba. That's good.
And then you're saying, yeah, the other side of it, of the person receiving. Watching it all unfold on social media.
Yeah, yes. The person watching it is, don't be put under pressure by social media.
Yeah.
There's a brother who almost died in Bindura who went on a fast for, I don't know, over a week because he wanted a Lamborghini.
Ah, guys.
I heard about this story.
What do you want a Lamborghini
for? Social media.
Ah, guys.
But they are now social media gurus.
Mm-hmm.
People that don't even own those cars, that pose with cars and tell you that I made $1 million at 21.
Mm, yeah.
There are people like that. They'll tell you, I grind, I work, I, and then what, you're like,
I don't sleep.
I don't, like,
Sleep is for the weak. Sleep is for the weak. Sleep is for the healthy and well-rounded.
That's the case.
So be very careful of the people that you follow, the people that you listen to on social media, because some people will mislead you.
Yeah.
Look for the substance.
Yeah.
Don't look for, I have money or I have this. Always look for the people that have value.
Mm-hmm.
I'm employing 200 people is better than I've got a lot of people and look at my cars.
Yeah.
Because what are you really adding to society? Show us what you're doing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Not how much money you have that you earn from where we don't know. And there are people like that a lot that people follow.
Mm-hmm.
And they have millions of followers on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is if you benchmark your life using those people, you're headed for a disappointment.
Yeah.
And again, I think the challenge is always when it's Christians, right, where we get lost in all of this and forget what our purpose is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Both the followers and those being followed, that we get so hung up in all of this, right? That it's like, this guy is so blessed, or God has blessed me with this and God has blessed me with that. And sometimes it's not even that God has blessed you with it. You just, you know, it's just there. Maybe, yeah, it's got nothing to do with God. But also, I think we can get swayed very easily because we see someone who looks like they've got their life together, and their family together, and then we automatically assume that they're walking with God. I was listening to a Tim Keller message last night, actually, when I was driving. A brilliant message called, I highly recommend this message. It's called Better Than Miracles. And it's talking about love, basically.
Mm.
the love of God. And but there's something that he says there where he says, you can be successful and have all your things together as a Christian.
Yep.
You can be gifted. You can be doing all these amazing things and actually not be walking with God, because those things are not always a sign that the hand of God is upon you.
True.
You know, which is why Jesus says one day they'll come to him and be like, hey, Lord, we did all these wonderful works in your name and what. And Jesus will be like, yo,
I cut five albums in your name.
You see what I'm saying?
And Jesus is like, I didn't have followers on Facebook.
I didn't know you. I don't know you, fam.
In your name.
But the point being that let's make sure that the things we post, the things we allow in our lives, the things we follow, that it's not just the superficial stuff. We don't just get moved by things that look appealing. We should ask the deeper questions to say, is this, you know, is there character here? You know, is there godliness in this? Also, even with us, when we're posting, to stop and think, am I really being godly as I'm posting this? What am I trying to inspire in people as I'm posting? And I love, Timber, like, I love, you know, you post jokes, you post all these things, but I love the fact that you always come back to the thing that, you know, people know that Temba is a Christian artist, Temba is a Christian, Temba is a child of God, right? So, yeah, so I think that's always a thing that I'm like, let's be careful about what we follow. I've got one more question. I feel like I'm talking a lot. To our followers, not our followers, audience, listeners, sorry. There's this whole thing now, right, that You've got a lot of followers. You've got people that admire you. You've got chicks that are like, yeah, Temba, right? You've got all of that. For me, the question is this. How do you make sure that you don't take advantage of the influence that you have? Because I think that's a big one. We've had so many stories of influential figures in the Christian world who've, you know, you've got clout, people follow you, and then people just end up abusing some of those some of that influence. So my question for you, which again will speak to people who are aspiring to be where you are, right? How do you put those boundaries in place? How do you ensure that you keep on using the influence that you have in a healthy way?
I think one of the things, one of the most important things that you need as a leader is a community of honest people that are around you that can be able, you know, David and Nathan to tell him, mm-hmm. to you, bruh, you've messed up here and mm-hmm. this is not okay. So I think one of the most important things to have as a leader is to have people that are honest and will tell you that I think you're losing it. I don't think this is the correct direction. Mm-hmm. I think you're messing up here and I think you need to sort this out. Having people that are honest and direct with you, mm-hmm. will help you deal with that. One of the other ways also is just to create boundaries for yourself to say, when you fall into this pit, don't fall into the next one. Mm-hmm. See that I've fallen into this pit and I need to put boundaries and ways that can protect me so that I don't fall into the next one, mm-hmm. that looks exactly the same, because you might end up falling into the same pit over and over and over again. Yeah. So it's a very important question, and there are so many things that come to mind. One of them would be pride. You would just start feeling like you are it. The other one is obviously the chicks. The other one is money. So those three things, you always have to keep yourself in check to say, I think this conversation way is going with this lady. I need to put brakes on it. Or I think I'm now feeling myself too much.
Yeah. Mm.
You actually need to call yourself Timberland. Sit down.
Yeah.
On your own, without somebody telling you, to just say, I think I could have handled this. I think this was my pride speaking.
Mm.
Or I didn't handle this well.
Yeah.
I think I need to correct it.
That's good.
Mm.
So it really requires a lot of self-awareness.
Yes.
To be on, especially when you're in a position of responsibility to some extent. Like you. You're responsible for all those souls, all of them.
With great power.
I'm joking.
Please don't say that.
All of those souls. All 100,000 of those souls. Timber.
With great power.
No, thank you. You actually answered a lot of questions that I had mm-hmm. without me asking them. So, thank you. Anything else, Cookie Monster?
There's always something else, but, you know.
I think we need an episode that deals with women specifically.
Oh, wow.
Because, like you were saying about how people feel that pressure to change their appearance and... let's show more and more.
Oh, yes, yes.
To the world that shouldn't be shown to the world. Mm. But yeah.
Maybe that should be our next episode.
Yeah.
Before we end it.
Yeah.
Timberlami, you've said so much stuff. I think you've said a lot of deep stuff that is very practical, very real. Mm. I just want you to speak to, this is the last thing. Somebody in our audience who may be one of our listeners, who may be... in this place, who's a Christian, they're really struggling with this, right? Maybe they're thinking, I want to be popular. Or maybe they actually do that. They post a lot of stuff wanting reactions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just to give some advice or just some pointers to somebody who is a Christian, who's a believer, who's aspiring to this, or who may be struggling with this, right? What would you say to them as your parting shots? Just something for them to remember, something for them to always... take note of.
I think life is about purpose and is also about value.
Mm.
What you believe in, those things should be at the core of who you are and wherever you are. It doesn't matter whether it's in person or on social media.
Mm.
One thing I love about many companies is, have you ever seen that when you go to any company, like most of the established ones, they put their mission and their vision and their values everywhere. I think as a people and as a person, if you also have a mission and a vision and your values, things that you believe in, those can be your compass when you start struggling with certain things.
Yeah.
Like when you start to feel like maybe I need validation from likes, you go back to your values. Like, what am I really about? Because you might end up losing yourself in either the social community or just a smaller community, which can be either family or can be church or can be Bawa, whichever community that you frequent,
mm-hmm.
there's always pressure
yeah.
to be something or someone else so that you can be liked. And let's be on the guard. Let's go back to our mission, purpose, values, vision.
Awesome. Love it. Well, thanks, Temba.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you have a gift for me, like a book with a yellow cover?
It's not your birthday.
Oh, my goodness. No, that was excellent, Temba. Thank you. You really, really helped us to. I think the first time we discussed this with Tim from Zim, I guess I'm more on the not very active and not very pro social media, but you've helped me see the better side of it, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for shedding light on that. My parting verse is Galatians 1 verse 10, which says, "For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ."
Hmm.
So, yeah, everyone just bear that in mind. As you post whatever you post, you're a servant of Christ, not of man.
That is actually very deep.
That's deep. Yeah.
So that's Galatians what?
Galatians 1 verse 10.
Thank you. Thank you
so
for sharing.
No
that.
More likes?
Shiny Nana, my likes to begin with. So I don't have much pressure. Anyway, guys, you can still follow Radiant Culture on Instagram, Facebook. We don't really post that much. If you want to help us with that, please feel free to DM us. We do want to get the word out about this podcast. So, yes. And if you listen on Apple Podcasts, continue to listen and like and review, because it helps more people see the podcast.
And cast what?
Trash cast.
Cast box.
Cast box.
Wow. Yes. Okay, sorry. Sorry.
All right, everybody. Catch you next week.
Later.
Peace. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Radiant Culture Podcast. If you want to make a contribution, make a suggestion, or have a request, you can get in touch with us via email on radiant@thehub.co.zw or inbox us on Facebook and Twitter. Look out for the next episode and remember to share this one with everybody you know. God bless.
It's hot. It's fresh. It's uncut. #RealTalk on the Radiant Culture Podcast.